So we're just going to relax
and breathe.
Relax and breathe and feel. Feel for the sense of ease, contentment, comfort. Just breathing and relaxing. Relaxing and remembering who we truly are. Abraham says we are the leading edge of non-physical thought. Here, comfortable, relaxed, peaceful in this moment. Finding the sense of calm and ease, connecting with that which is beautiful, powerful, and free within us. That non-physical inner being that is ever loving us. As Abraham says, there is great love here for us. So let's just feel for the love in this moment. For we are dearly, deeply loved. In fact, our inner beings adore us, take care of us, supply us with all good things. All the time. And if we aren't aware of that, it's because of our vibration, not because of any lack in the universe. So we just sink back into that deep sense of peace and groundedness now, relaxing into remembering that all is truly well. That our inner beings have our back, our front, our top, and our sides in every moment. There is nowhere we can go where the way has not been prepared for us. In every moment, with every decision we make, our inner beings continually rearrange our path to give us the highest good, the most fun, the greatest delight, the deepest love, and the wonderfulest belly laughs, rendezvous with people that we wanted to meet, rendezvous with ease and comfort and grace. So we just feel for that feeling of being amazed. Simply being awed with the beauty of life. Think of something that is incredibly beautiful to you. What represents beauty to you? Everybody's perception is different. Some people think of sunsets and nature. Some people think of faces and children. Some people think of colors and art. Some people think of music and harmony. All of these things are beautiful, and there is so much more in life that is beautiful. So explore in this moment what you think of as beautiful. What stimulates your senses? What is the fragrance you love to smell? Maybe there are many. So many fragrances, evergreen, ripe peaches, a sweet perfume, a wonderful flower, the scent of the air after a thunderstorm, the the smell of bread baking or an apple pie cooking. Whatever is your favorite, focus on how beautiful it can be to have the ability to smell. Your gratitude for this wonderful sense that taps you into the beauty of fragrance. And now feel what it feels like to hear something amazing. The sound of a familiar voice on the phone that's filled with warmth at hearing it's you who's called. The sound of a favorite song. The sound of the words you love to hear. Sound of rain on the roof as you go to sleep. Or the sound of the ocean lapping against the shore. Feel the beauty of sound and your appreciation for being able to hear the magnificent sounds of this universe. Tapping into gratitude for this wonderful sense of hearing. Hearing what you love to hear. And now tapping into your sense of sight, seeing what you love to see. The sparkles of light on water. The wonder of a sunset. The beauty of a rainbow. Face of a child. The magnificence of a towering forest. The grace of a flying eagle. The power of a thundering waterfall. Think of the many things in life you love to see and tap into appreciation for the gift of sight. This wonderful blessing that allows you to find your way easily around the world. Of course, we want to be grateful for taste. What do you love to taste? What is your favorite flavor? Thinking about your favorite meals, things that you love to taste. The wonder of the thing you most like to bite into. The vegetarians among us having different choices than the carnivores. knowing it's all graceful, it's all good, it's all blessed. Each one choosing their favorite flavors, colors, fragrances that lend that sense of taste such depth and power, as what's set before you is so delicious, you find yourself salivating over it and savoring every bite, basking in the bliss of flavors, the many flavors of joy that come to you every single day, basking and savoring the ability to taste, loving life as you chew, delighting in the sensuality of flavors. And knowing too the delight of touch. Feeling all of the things that we love to touch. Knowing the things that are your favorite. The things that are smooth and soft. The things that are rougher. The things that are interesting. The things that are sensuous, delighting in the capacity to touch, perhaps even the touch screen on your cell phone. I changed the case on my phone today, and my touch screen is much more sensitive than it was yesterday. Such a delight. Knowing that we access our world through touch as well as our other senses. And touching the beauty of the world today. Delighting in having skin that is so sensitive to touch. Delighting in touching and being touched by life. Grateful for the sense of touch, appreciating and savoring and basking in all there is to feel. And moving beyond the five senses into the sense of emotion, the sense of feeling emotions. We've talked a lot about gratitude and appreciation as we've gone through the five physical senses. But now we deepen our appreciation of our sixth sense of intuition and guidance. Feeling our feelings, appreciating our feelings. Appreciating what it feels like to feel joy. Just breathing into the effervescent feeling of joy. Makes me smile. Just to connect with the inside feeling of joy. Joy is ever present. Our inner beings feel like joy. Our inner beings feel like love. Our inner beings feel like power. Our inner beings feel like energy. And as we tap into this capacity to feel our inner beings, a full range of positive emotions open before us. The capacity to feel relaxed, at ease, connected, and in the flow. Connecting with that infinite positive emotion that we can savor and tap into anytime we like. It's always present within us. And as we move through appreciation and gratitude to higher ranges of emotion, it's easier and easier to tap into that beautiful feeling of connection to Source. We are connected. We are eternally, infinitely, totally connected. Sometimes we feel it. Sometimes our focus takes us somewhere else. And in that moment, when we turn our awareness on the don't wants of life, we get the guidance that feels like negative emotion. So in this moment, when we're tapped into appreciate emotion, let's tap into appreciating the negative emotion of our guidance. Noticing when we feel a little bit anxious, when we feel a little bit of discomfort or unease, and appreciating that powerful guidance we're receiving in that moment to remind us to turn to what we do want. Oh, we definitely want to feel at ease. We definitely want to feel more comfortable, just breathing and relaxing in this moment. And letting go of the subtle negative emotion and returning to focusing on what we do want. We do want that connection with Source. We do want that joyful ease. We do want to feel comfortable and relaxed and free and empowered. Allowing ourselves to notice that it's our focus. It gives us the emotions, not what we're focused on, but the way we're focused in direction to our inner being. It's our choice of focus that gives us guidance. So let's appreciate these negative emotions that guide us back toward looking at what we want. Empowered focus. Focus on appreciation. Focus on security. Focus on ease. Life is ever giving us the opportunity to refocus every moment, the powerful moment of choice. Feel the power of choice right now. The choice to focus. To focus our emotion in concert with our inner being. To focus our senses on what feels like beauty. What feels like energy. What feels like love. Focusing our five senses. And focusing our sixth sense of guidance. Of inspiration from our inner beings and feeling the love that represents. Just basking deeply in this moment with the love that is ever here from us, for us. In every moment, we are love and we are loved. Our inner beings are here to provide that infinite guidance, that moment-to-moment awareness that Abraham says is even more powerful than Esther's ability to speak for Abraham. That in every moment we are guided by our emotions. We are blessed by our emotions. We are blessed to feel. Just as we are blessed to see and touch and sense and smell and there's another one I forgot. Here. So we are blessed in our emotions. We are blessed to laugh, to connect, to be present, and to love. I know we are blessed. And I know that we are connected with these blessings now. And so as we begin to come out of this meditation, we feel the ability that we have to ever focus again to that which feels good, that feels like inner being, that feels like love. Knowing this blessing, we give thanks. We appreciate the amazing blessings of this life. And we remember and stretch and return to our normal waking consciousness, for it is good, and so it is.